Chapter 7. Persuasive Speaking. When we think about public speaking, perhaps the image that springs most readily to mind is that of a person trying to persuade an audience to change a certain belief or action. Persuasive speech, as opposed to other genres of speech, is more complex and challenging, as it requires comprehensive analysis and presentation of arguments about the issue in question. Let us look at how to approach preparation for this type of speech. Like other types, the persuasive speech must take the audience into account in order to be successful. Persuasion is intimately bound up with attitudes and beliefs, and also value systems. Speakers must attempt to connect what they say directly to these things in a way that will have the result that the speakers seek: the understanding, sympathy, and concurrence of the audience. There are certain steps you can take toward this goal. First of all, choose your topic carefully. Controversial topics, such as euthanasia, surrogate motherhood, and countermeasures against terrorism, work well. Center your arguments on the word should, which implies a specific course of action to be taken. Some topics my students have chosen include: all healthy college students should donate blood at least once a year, and we should join the International Voluntary Postal Savings. The second step is to make the topic relevant to your audience. While it might be easy for them to be persuaded that buckling their seatbelts or eating less salt is to their advantage, such topics could also be out of their sphere of interest. A portion of the speech, therefore, should probably be devoted to linking or applying the topic to the audience you will be addressing. The final step is to employ reasoning techniques. There are three basic types of reasoning. The first is inductive reasoning, whereby you move from specific examples to a general conclusion. That is, the examples are supposed to help prove a larger truth. If arguing that people should join International Voluntary Postal Savings, you could help to persuade them by presenting evidence that the fund had donated enough money to build 5 hospitals in Africa. You could then point out that if 20% more money were collected, we could build another hospital. The second type of reasoning is deductive reasoning, which works in reverse, from general principles to specific cases. It follows the theory of syllogism, which states that a formal argument must have what are called the major premise, the minor premise, and the specific conclusion. Journalists are inquisitive, major premise. Jimmy is a journalist, minor premise. Therefore, Jimmy must be inquisitive, conclusion. The third type of reasoning is that of cause and effect, whereby one event is seen to produce another. If arguing that Tokyo hospitals are in desperate need of blood type AB, you could say that one person's donation of blood, cause, will save many lives, effect. In practicing persuasive speech in a group, it is especially helpful to have the audience give written critiques. This exercise will allow them to pay particular attention to the good and bad points of others' work, which can lead them to improve their own skills.